in-homer licensed care providers and counselors are seeing an increase in the need for behavioral and mental health care, but state officials haven't noticed the trend yet. KBBI's Emily Schwing reports.
South Peninsula Behavioral Services, better known as the Center, provides behavioral and mental health services to people on the southern Kenai Peninsula. And this summer, services at the center are in high demand. Nina Allen is the CEO. She says a number of factors may be contributing to the increased need.
If you watch the news, every story gets worse than the next, and you almost have to laugh because you just can't believe how bad things are.
Allen says the need for behavioral and mental health services always increases in the summer because more people come to Homer during the warmer season. But the demand for care this summer may be higher than average.
When you really push people to their max, when you you can't get around, you can't pay for your gas, you can't heat your home, you can't put food on the table. Those are terrifying situations for people. And as I said before, you know, without that hope that things are going to get better, people become pretty desperate and, you know, obviously depressed.
To sum it up, fuel prices and energy costs have skyrocketed. Food prices are up, and the Supreme Court's final decision over Exxon Valdez punitive damage awards didn't help much. The salmon aren't running on the Kenai, among other places, and everyone in Homer is complaining about the weather. But Allen doesn't think people are at the end of their rope just yet.
I really believe in a couple things. I believe that people are very resilient, and I also believe that we have to be hopeful about the future. And I'm very hopeful that things are going to have to change.
Stacy Toner is the Deputy Director for the Division of Behavioral Health for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. She says there is an increase in the need for care in Homer, but the state hasn't picked up on any trends regarding mental health care. Toner admits this may be because the state only runs reports on a quarterly basis.
I did look at the numbers for the agency that you're speaking of, and their numbers do appear to have slightly increased. But we've also seen decreases in other parts of the state. So I'm uncertain as to what's going on, but we probably need to look at that and try to investigate what is changing in the system and needs are growing in different parts of the state, and if we need to consider getting more dollars out to some of the communities that are experiencing more crisis.
Toner says she agrees that this is a tough time to be an Alaskan resident.
We are aware that life in Alaska is getting more complicated, and it's harder for people to afford living here, and that's causing an increase in substance abuse issues and other things. We are looking at it. We don't have a grand plan at this point, but I think we're going to be talking with our providers about what we might be able to do to help address that.
But Toner says Allen is correct. It's not quite time to give up yet. Last year, the legislature funded grant increases for substance abuse services. Among other funding, $750,000 went to the support for basic core services. And this year, the legislature granted a rate increase for Medicaid services, which will improve the benefits and pay for healthcare providers. So the state is prepared to help better serve the needs of its residents. Reporting in Homer, I'm Emily Schwing.